This is WSKG News. Pipeline companies are not having a lot of success in New York so far in 2016. Opponents say they're dirty and continue New York's over-reliance on fossil fuels. Two projects have already been canceled. Karen DeWitt talks to a pipeline company representative who says the projects are not as harmful as opponents say.
Until recently, expanding and building pipelines was not terribly controversial, as most people agreed that there was a common need to transport oil and gas for fuel and electricity. But that's different now, particularly in New York State, where two major pipelines have been derailed just this year. First, Kinder Morgan announced it would not build a planned pipeline through portions of New York State and New England, saying market conditions were no longer favorable. The project was facing opposition in multiple states. Then on Earth Day in April, Governor Cuomo's environmental agency denied a key permit to the Constitution Pipeline. That would have traversed Pennsylvania and upstate New York, saying it could not guarantee that the water nearby would be safe. Now, a decision on three air quality permits to build bigger compressors for the new Market Dominion pipeline have been delayed by Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation after the agency extended the public comment period. Frank Mack, the communications project manager for the pipeline, says it's the final piece of the puzzle in what's been a 2.5-year project.
Left remaining on this project to begin construction is to have the three minor air source permits that we need from the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. So we're anxious to get that.
He says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the State Public Service Commission are backing the pipeline expansion, as is the New York State Independent System Operator, which manages the electric grid. Mack says the company has purchased 80 to 100 acres around each of the three sites where natural gas air compressors will be built or expanded, and he says the company has a good safety record. He says additional benefits to upstate New York include jobs and $66 million in tax payments to economically strapped communities.
It is a New York project. It's going to be built by a New York-based union contractor, and it's for New York customers, upstate, downstate New York. It's going to bring hundreds of construction jobs. It's going to add 10 to 12 full-time employees.
But, he says, most importantly, National Grid, which services much of eastern New York as well as other regions, needs the gas for its customers because wind and solar power is not developed enough yet to provide adequate power supply.
The need for natural gas is real in upstate New York for National Grid. Renewables are growing with solar and wind. Natural gas can be used as a bridge fuel, and I think that's where we're headed in the near future, where people have a high demand for energy, and when they flip the switch at home, they expect electricity to come on.
Mack says it's estimated that ratepayers would save $20 million because the electric utility would not have to buy as much imported natural gas. Opponents disagree. Walter Hang with Toxics Targeting, who has led a letter-writing campaign to the Department of Environmental Conservation, says Governor Cuomo, who pleased activists when he banned hydrofracking in the state, now has a reputation to live up to.
The governor can't be a climate change activist and continue to permit these giant pipelines, giant fossil fuel power plants, gas storage, and the like. So the governor is facing incredible pressure right now to fulfill the request to adopt a moratorium on all fossil fuel project approvals in the state.
A spokesman for the Department of Environmental Conservation has said the public comment period was extended to ensure that the public had adequate opportunity to provide input and that all the comments will be considered prior to making any final determination. It's not known when that decision will come. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.